looking back, that that would be my last single Saturday night. Yeah. My last single Saturday night. And now when I'm out having a drink or two, if they see me, well, they see you. 'Cause girl, I got you by my side every single Saturday night, yeah. Every now and then the boys tell me they miss me. Oh, but they all get it 'cause they were right there with me. Yeah, with me, with me. Sitting over in the corner, baby, I saw pretty red lips working on a white claw. Shaking to a little, shook me all night long. And I thought, man, what a beautiful sight. Ain't a morning you don't wake up in my shirt now. Even holding hands, walking out of church now. Who'd have thought, baby, looking back, that that would be my last single Saturday night. The last time that I'd buy a drink for a girl I'd never met before. I wasn't looking for love when I walked through the door. But damn if I didn't find what I wasn't even looking for. Sitting over in the corner, baby, I saw pretty red lips working on a white claw. Shaking to a little, shook me all night long. And I thought, damn, what a beautiful sight. Ain't a morning you don't wake up in my shirt now. Look at us even picking out of church now. Who'd have thought, baby, looking back, that that would be my last single Saturday night. Yeah. My last single Saturday night.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Jury deliberations resuming shortly in Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial. On their first day, the jurors asked to rehear testimony from two witnesses, former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker and former Trump national fixer Michael Cohen. Amid a controversy over flags, Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito says he will not step aside from any Supreme Court cases involving January 6th.
After days of calls for him to step aside from all Supreme Court cases stemming from January 6th because of two flags flown outside his homes, Justice Samuel Alito told Congress he will not recuse himself. In a letter to lawmakers, Alito wrote that he was not involved in the decisions to fly either of the flags at issue and that both were raised by his wife Martha Ann, adding, "My wife is fond of flying flags. I am not."
ABC's Terry Moran. The Israeli military says two soldiers were killed in a car ramming attack in the occupied West Bank, where violence has been surging. This is ABC News. A setback for Scott Peterson in his attempt to get a new trial 20 years after being convicted of killing his pregnant wife, Lacey. His legal team asking for new DNA testing on 14 pieces of evidence, but the judge in California allowing the test on just one.
The Los Angeles Innocence Project argued some items could be connected to Lacey's 2002 murder, like a bloodstained mattress in a burned-out van found the morning after Lacey disappeared, and a hammer and glove from a robbery just across the street from the Peterson home. But Judge Hill said the evidence presented wasn't enough to warrant a need to retest, and that some of the items were unavailable.
That's ABC's Kana Whitworth. Law enforcement in Europe launching what they're calling the biggest ever attack on networks that spread ransomware, so-called Operation Endgame, leading to four arrests, the seizure of more than 100 servers and thousands of internet domains. Officials say the networks they disabled inflicted hundreds of millions of dollars worth of damage. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains from May 24th through June 3rd. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la. It's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes.
You know it's the sheet.
Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles.
It's the sheet.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Governor Tony Evers said Wednesday he doesn't think the Dane County judge who is considering the lawsuit challenging provisions of Act 10 should recuse himself. Media reports show that Judge Jacob Frost appears to have signed the petition to recall Republican Governor Scott Walker in 2011. That recall was precipitated by anger over Act 10. A new $100 million public-private investment fund for Wisconsin was announced Wednesday. The Wisconsin Investment Fund is initially being funded with $50 million the state received in federal funds and $50 million from private investors. Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation Secretary Missy Hughes joined Governor Evers to announce that fund. And the Department of Natural Resources is looking for host properties for this year's Disabled Hunter Deer Hunt from October 5th through the 13th. It's open to hunters with disabilities. About 400 people take part in the hunt each year. Find out more at dnr.wi.gov.
The Wisconsin DNR is reminding you to be careful with outdoor burning this spring. Here's Catherine Cooley.
Fire season in Wisconsin is in the spring, so that is the normal. We are about 2 weeks ahead of schedule. Greenup is progressing nicely. You know, at this point in the game, it's kind of a day-by-day situation. We want folks to be aware of the current fire danger, so know what that fire danger is before you decide to light any fires. Debris burning is the number one cause of fires in Wisconsin, so obtain proper burning permits. Follow the rules on that burn permit. You know, a lot of folks get a burn permit, then don't read it, so make sure you follow the rules on that permit. And then obviously make sure those fires are completely out. A lot of times people will think the fire is out, pour a little water on it and walk away. So it's really important to make sure that folks put a lot of water, stir, drown, make sure those embers are good and cold. And this also, you know, includes campfires as well. So even though you have it in a campfire ring on dry, windy days, those embers and sparks can escape and quickly cause a fire.
This message from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Breezy and a little warmer today. We'll get to about 76 for a high this afternoon. The wind southeast at 15 to 25. Tonight, some thunderstorms after midnight, 57. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms, 72 by Saturday. We're back up to 78.
Take your summer barbecue to the next level with Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce made from Grandpa's original recipe, grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Sun-kissed soda, your brown hair in the West Coast wind. If heaven is anywhere, 90s hits at the top of our lungs. Shuffling it on, still the one. Missing turns, cause that's our song. If heaven is anywhere, it's in a blue Tacoma, California. Red sun melting to the blacktop, dollar shades from a nowhere truck stop. Your kiss in that coastline, if heaven is anywhere, pull it over to the shoulder, take it in. Loving you longer than I ever did. Going places we've never been. Cause heaven's in a blue Tacoma, California. White magnolia in your hair. Breeze
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Russell Dickerson and Blue Tacoma 911. I'm Brian Winnikins. This hour we'll have Today in History opening farm markets as well. Also joining us is Buffalo County Sheriff Mike Osmond, and we're going to talk about these new cameras. I think they're called Flock cameras that are there's kind of a small network in Buffalo County, but we're going to talk a little bit about what they are and why they're putting them in and some other issues with that. And Sheriff Osmond, well, again, thanks for coming over and joining us this morning. I know you've had a busy last couple of days. Holy cow, a lot of stuff going on over by you.
It has been. I appreciate the opportunity to come over and visit with you today, Brian.
I know the boat rescue yesterday. I guess, you know, with boating season coming up, that is, you know, Pepin County has the boat rescue boat, I guess, a rescue boat. But I didn't, in Buffalo County has to have one because of that river. I mean, and it's just a reminder, everybody, be safe when you're out on the river, right?
Yeah, yesterday, actually, we got really fortunate. The local game warden was at the marina in Elma and kind of asked the marina if he could use their boat quick to go down and help a guy out. So I guess I can do a shout-out to the Elma Marina for helping us out yesterday because they had a boat in the water and ready. And so they were able to get down there to the guy and safely get him in the boat off the water.
And it's one of the unique things for not only Buffalo County, but Pepin County, Pierce County, everybody on the river. Your sheriff's department, all those sheriff's departments have to have these boats available, unlike, you know, Waupaca County in the middle of nowhere, well, not middle of nowhere, or a landlocked county. I mean, it is something different that you have to have.
Yeah, unfortunately, you can have a bunch of boats, but they're never right where you need them, you know?
Exactly. Well, during the Mondovi City Council meeting earlier this week, we had a chance to talk with the council about these Flock cameras, and there are some here that are already in Buffalo County. So what is a Flock camera? No, we're not talking about taking pictures of birds, I'm assuming.
Right. So it's a pole-mounted camera that reads the license plates of vehicles as they drive by it. It takes a picture of the actual license plate itself and then the vehicle itself. And what that does, there's two aspects of that. There's one that sends out a real-time alert to the sheriff's office dispatch as well as our cell phones. And those alerts are if the vehicle's stolen, if there's stolen license plates, if there's an armed and dangerous person associated with the vehicle, amber alerts, green alerts for our veterans that are in need of contact, and then silver alerts for those persons that are older and that might have, like, a dementia, that are lost or that. So there's a number of alerts and proactive part of the license plate reader. And then on the flip side, there's an investigative component where, let's say there's a burglary, you know, at point A. We could look at the cameras on each end of that and then see who was traveling down the highway during those times to try to is another investigative lead to try to narrow down, you know, who's where. We've also used it where we had one instance where we got a complaint, a domestic related complaint that two people were fighting in a vehicle. We had several officers in the area but couldn't find the vehicle because we were looking for and I don't remember the exact description, but let's say we were looking for a blue minivan and we were in the area and we should have seen this blue minivan based on where we were at geographically. But then when I searched the license plate that we were given, it came back to a black car. Well, then we realized that we were given the correct license plate, but
when we
ran the license plate, it came back to a blue minivan, and that's what we were looking for. And so there is a lot of usage, both on the proactive and reactive part, and that's why I believe it's so important for us to have these placed throughout Buffalo County.
And this is then different than a traffic camera like I've seen before, like the DOT has
along the interstate where, because it's not high up, it's low, and it's taking a very small picture, or?
Yeah, those traffic cameras are, you know, to aid the DOT, and I might not be 100% on that, but they aid the DOT in places where there's crashes, and so they're able to look at crashes. They're also able to look at if there's backups, you know, where you know, just general traffic areas, so they can report that to the public to avoid different areas. These are different. These are they're not live stream, so I can't bring the camera up and you and I just watch people drive down the road. That's not it's not a live feed. They're not used in traffic detection, so we don't have them by a stop sign. It's not speed. It's not a red light camera like they have in other states. This purely is used for criminal investigations, and it's just license plate and picture of the car. So again, doesn't measure your speed, isn't watching different traffic infractions. It's basically somebody sitting on the side of the road taking a picture of every single car that drives by. And then we have access to those records.
And it can actually go, I mean, what happens when there's a long line of cars? I mean, it can go that fast?
Yep. Yeah, just rapidly wow. keeps in you know, and they're not foolproof. It's not 100%. You know, it's technology. It's like your computer. Some days it works fast. Some days it doesn't.
You shouldn't have said anything like that. Oh, no. Oh, no.
You and I are operating the same system, I bet.
I have a lot of stuff I got to do today. You're going to get them upset, and I'm going to have issues. Oh, boy. Talking with Buffalo County Sheriff Michael Osmond, at least for who knows how much longer, until the computers decide that they're going to take a nap. We're going to talk a little bit more about why these cameras are important. And actually, the sheriff has an interesting real world story of why, if we would have had these cameras, it would have made everybody's life a lot easier. And we'll talk about that here coming up. Right now, here's Clay Walker. Rumor has it, it's 9:18.
Darling, you know it's true. The rumor you heard about me loving you. Well, I never told a soul. So tell me how the whole world knows. It must have been the roses and the wine, or maybe this unexplainable smile. They say where there's smoke, there's fire. Well, I hope it's true, 'cause rumor has it you love me too. Well, I've got a ring and a plan, but I see you're on to what I'm gonna ask. Well, I've never said a thing. Tell me what gave it away. It must have been the roses and the wine, or maybe this unexplainable smile. They say where there's smoke, there's fire. Well, I hope it's true, 'cause rumor has it you love me too. It must have been the roses and the wine, or maybe this unexplainable smile. They say where there's smoke, there's fire. Well, I hope it's true, 'cause rumor has it it must have been the roses and the wine, or maybe this unexplainable smile. They say where there's smoke, there's fire. Well, I hope it's true, 'cause rumor has it. You love me too. Yes, you do. I heard it too.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. And Clay Walker, rumor has it, 921. I'm Brian Winnikins. And joining us, Buffalo County Sheriff Michael Osmond, as we talk about the Flock cameras, the license plate reader cameras that a few have been installed already in Buffalo County. And the sheriff is advocating for having more of these put into Buffalo County. He had done a presentation at the Mondovi City Council here earlier this week about the cameras. And Sheriff Osmond, when you were doing this presentation, you talked about a real life or real world situation that happened in Buffalo County with a burglary. And because of those, with the lack of those cameras, it really made something that could have been solved pretty quickly into a long time for you to try to figure out what happened. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so before I was elected sheriff, I was the detective for the county, and we had a burglary in the city of Alma where it was a commercial burglary. Two subjects entered a building. They stole a truck that was owned by the company, and then property. So the value of about $120,000 worth of property.
Whoa!
So we had good video footage of the actual theft. And then what we did is we went to different cameras, surveillance cameras along the route, and then found out where they were driving. The issue we had is we had a lot of pictures of the side of the truck. It was very obvious it was a green F-150, and then the stolen truck. And the green F-150 was following the stolen truck. We had them on camera in Fountain City. We had them on camera several times in Winona, in Kellogg, Minnesota, and up in Lake City, Minnesota. They basically went down 35. Went over the bridge in Winona and then went north on 61. And again, we had several photos of the suspect vehicle. We knew it was a green F-150 truck, but we had no license plate. And so 3 weeks I put into trying to locate this truck, trying to develop suspect information, just a number of investigative leads, but essentially 3 weeks of work. Finally, I get a call from a detective in Wright County, Minnesota, which is a couple counties to the west of Minneapolis, saying, hey, that truck that you've been looking for, I believe we have it in our impound. And I was happy to hear that because that, you know, would likely lead to a name of a suspect. And I said, well, when did you get this truck in? And he goes, well, it was the day of your burglary. What? So the truck had been sitting in an evidence area for 3 weeks with several items of stolen property. What had happened is that the person that was driving the truck, he got arrested for possession of cocaine and was in the jail up there, and they had his truck in impound. But the delay of 3 weeks really led to a delay of recovery for the victim. And so that's when I realized, like, you know, it'd be really nice that if we would have had this license plate, we could have narrowed that down. I could have been in Wright County the next day looking for the stolen truck. And so I started to learn about these Flock cameras and talking to other investigators. There's over 4,000 communities across the United States that have these cameras up right now.
Okay, really? Okay.
Yeah. And so we, once we have one of the cameras, we basically have access to that entire nationwide network. So if we're looking for a particular vehicle with a particular license plate on it, we have access to share that or to see, you know, either where the vehicle may have just been or where the vehicle has traveled in the last 30 days. So for example, let's say that we've got a suspect in a crime and I search on the camera and it shows that this vehicle is in eastern Wisconsin. Let's just say Green Bay. But it shows that they're in Green Bay pretty regularly. Then I could contact Green Bay Police Department and say, hey, listen, we're looking for this vehicle. You know, is there any association with this person or this vehicle in your city? Because I see they're there a lot. Where we wouldn't have access to that before. And so... So these cameras are used, you know, in that capacity. to really further our investigative leads. But then again, to respond to the stolen vehicles, the Amber alerts, the Silver alerts, those alerts that I spoke about earlier. We also, beyond just the license plate, we can look it up by vehicle make. Again, let's go back to there's a burglary at point A. And what we do know is that on their Ring doorbell camera, let's say that, you know, the one at their house, it shows a black F4150. So if you if you're looking for now a black Ford F-150 that leaves the house at that time, again, we can go look at our cameras, hopefully see a black Ford F-150 leaving that location. And now we can gain the license plate and then continue our investigation. And so that's, you know, there's some different components. We can see if people are on a bike. We can go by colors. So we can say, oh, hey, we want to see all black vehicles or all red vehicles. We can search all that. Partial tags, missing tags, temporary license plates, by state. You know, if somebody says it was a Minnesota plate, but we don't know what it was, we can try to narrow it down from there.
Talking with Buffalo County Sheriff Mike Osmond this morning about these new license plate cameras that Buffalo County has a few in and are looking, the sheriff's hoping to have more put into the county coming up. We will talk with the sheriff about the privacy concerns. Obviously, a lot of folks would have some privacy concerns with how some of these cameras work and the ramifications potentially. So we're going to talk with the sheriff a little bit about that as well. It's 9:27.
It's just around the corner, the 61st Annual Durand Fun Fest, June 7th through the 9th at Memorial Park. The Fun Fest medallion hunt starts June 3rd. Chicken dinners will be served Saturday and Sunday to support Faith Lutheran Church. Music with the Big D's on Friday, the Dweebs Saturday night. The Classic Car Show and Broadfeed is Friday from 5 till 7. Badgerland Midway Rides are back and the Grand Parade is Sunday at 2. Visit the Durand Improvement Group website for more information. It's the 61st Annual Durand Fun Fest, June 7th through the 9th at Memorial Park, Durand.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Hi, we're Comparian Insurance Agency. Never heard of us? We know. But to help it stick that our local agents are insurance experts, we're going to say local agent three times in the next 5 seconds. Local agent. Local agent. Local agent.
Find us at ComparianInsurance.com.
With T-Mobile, you can get tons of benefits and still save. Because nobody likes having to choose. It's like getting romance and sci-fi.
I love you. Also, I'm a robot.
At T-Mobile, you can get the benefits you want and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. See how with our savings calculator at T-Mobile.com/switch. Plus, switch and keep your phone. We'll pay it off up to $800.
Via virtual prepaid card in 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months. See T-Mobile.com.
Syntec Premium Full Synthetic Motor Oil is formulated for today's engines. Available only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. 777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777 or biglou.com.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
There's a plane flying out here tonight, destination New Orleans. Boss man says my big promotion's on the line. He says that's right where I need to be. Lately I've been on the road more than I've been home. All this leaving her alone is killing me. And holding her right now has got me thinking more and more. This is right where I need to be. Where when I hear her, I can see her. I can smell her sweet perfume. I can feel her skin against me when I sleep. Her, I can kiss her anytime that I want to. Yeah, that's right where I need to be. Yeah, that's right where I need to be. Wow. There's a plane here tonight with an empty first class seat. 'Cause I finally got all my priorities in line. I'm right where I need to be.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Gary Allen and Right Where I Need to Be, 934. I'm Brian Winnikins, and Buffalo County Sheriff Michael Osmond joining us this morning, talking about the new cameras, that these license plate reader cameras. There are a few in Buffalo County already, and he's trying to expand that network. And he had a presentation with Mondovi's city council earlier this week that I thought this would be a good topic to talk about. So, Sheriff Osmond, Even the council members, you know, they understand, they understood the reasons, they see the benefits, but they also had some very serious concerns about privacy issues. And, you know, are these, you know, now you mentioned it earlier, these cameras aren't being used to, okay, Brian, you know, oh, well, where's Winnikins going today? You know, let's see what he does during his off time. That's not how, they can't be used for this, right?
Correct. Yep. A couple points, and then we'll circle back to that if you don't mind. Is that again? It's not live feed, so Brian and I can't log into the computer and just watch what's going on a particular highway in the county. That's not how it works. The footage or the information is owned by the sheriff's office or the agency that has the cameras. So Flock cameras don't retain the information. It's not sold to third-party vendors or anybody like that. There's a 30-day retention, and then the cameras, the footage that we have is deleted. So we can't go back and find out what Brian was up to 6 months ago. That we don't have. There's no personal identifiable information that's in there. Yes, we have a picture of a vehicle. Yes, we have the license plate, but that doesn't read it and then report back who is driving that vehicle. Doesn't report back who owns that vehicle. We obviously can run the license plate and see that, but the Flock camera system does not report that. They don't have that in there. And then again, it's not sold out to third party data. Your cell phone is far more intrusive than these cameras are on the side of the road. And I think everybody's kind of mm-hmm. well aware of that now, that when you Google something, that goes out to all kinds of marketing places. But getting back to your question, if I go in there and I search your license plate, our policy in the way that Flock is set up is that there is a transparency portal or an audit trail that shows what I've done on the Flock cameras. So if you came in and you said, hey, how many times has Sheriff Osmond searched my license plate in the last 30 days? Because remember, the mm-hmm. data is gone. We could bring that up. I could show you the audit trail to see who's been doing what. And then when we do that search, we also, by policy, have to attach a case number of why we're doing that. So if I go and I look at the audit trail and I see that an officer has ran a license plate or has done a search, there's a case number on there. And if the vehicle is not associated with that case number, or there's not, you know, we'll get back to the burglary, point A burglary, I am searching a black Ford F-150, it will show the search, who did it, what time, and then the case number. And then we go back to the case number to look and verify that there was indeed a black F-150 that was possibly associated with it, or whatever that correlation was. So what that does is that allows us to make sure that officers aren't using it for recreational searching, if you want to call it that. Whereas, you wanted to see what Brian's been up to for the last week. If Brian's not involved in some sort of criminal case that we're working on, then there would be a policy violation and then follow up from there. Some sort of issue that has taken place.
It's 30 days that stuff is kept. Public information? So in other words, can Rhonda come in and say, you know, I was in, you know, there was a, I had something stolen from me or whatever, can I see what you've looked at, or me, myself as a member of the media, can I come in and say, I want to see what happened, or, you know, I want more information on this case? I mean, is that stuff public?
Yeah. So what would be public is the audit trail. Okay.
The audit trail, not the actual details.
Right. Okay. So what would be public record would be the audit trail, and then whatever was attained during that search. So again, if you come in and you say, I want to know every search that was done reference the burglary at point A, we could replicate that search and then give that, because we've done that. We've got a record. What we can't do is if you say, hey, Mike, I want to see all the vehicles that came down Highway 25 today. Well, if we haven't searched that, there's no record, and that wouldn't be open for you for public records.
Okay.
Because there is no record. And so the sheriff's office doesn't need to create a record to fulfill an open records request. If there is a record, like the audit trail, then we could give that to you because that is there.
Okay.
But we don't need to create a record just because you want to see all the cars that went down Highway 25.
So, I'm just going to put my quote-unquote pseudo Perry Mason hat on. Okay, so I guess I'll play Perry Mason and the suspect. if it's only held for 30 days, but my client's court date isn't until 70 days out, how, as a defense attorney, then am I able to see this?
Yeah, so if we use the camera and the picture, the information is evidentiary, we would save that on our own records. So we would attach it into the police report, or we could print off a sheet or save the data. There's a the Flock system really creates a really nice PDF, and the PDF it would show the date, time, location of the vehicle. And any identifying factors that may have been involved in it. For example, the truck that left point A had a red sticker in the back window. We would have a picture of the vehicle, but what we just would do is attach that to our records so that way we have it for, over that 30 days. The difficult part, obviously, is if 31 days somebody comes up with a video and says, hey, this is the picture of the truck that I got on my door camera 31 days ago from the burglary at point A, then it's lost. But the retention and the privacy part of it, I think, outweighs, we've got a 30-day window to make it happen, and if it doesn't, if we don't get it down, then we miss out on it.
Talking with Buffalo County Sheriff Mike Osmond this morning. Coming up after our market update, we'll wrap things up with the sheriff and talk about what he hopes to see with this system in Buffalo County. And we'll talk a little bit more about that here on the way. Market update being brought to you in part by the Wisconsin Farm Center and Elsevia Co-op.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op. Milk markets are lower with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Wunnikins. At the June milk down 3 to 1929, July down 6 to 1985, August down 12 to 1981, September milk down 3 at 1980. Live cattle markets are mixed. Feeder cattle also mixed this morning after the big losses yesterday after China had announced they would not accept beef from a processing plant in Colorado, and that is the traders somewhat spooked. Meanwhile, hog markets, they are mostly lower once again. While we've seen a few days of higher pork cutout values, the trade's just not convinced that there is going to be sufficient consumer pork demand to give them a reason to bid up the prices. June live cattle now down 10 cents to 183.25. August feeder cattle up 2 cents to 260.27. June hogs down 5 cents to 93.72. Chicago Board of Trade corn, soybeans, and wheat all continue to move mostly lower as the trade is doing a bit of a correction in an uptrending market. Now it looks like there's mostly favorable weather here in the U.S. for farmers to finish planting and do replanting. Now there's still some global crop concerns that are still providing some support for the market, especially on some of the bigger breaks in the prices, including smaller crops potentially in Brazil, Argentina, Russia, Ukraine, India, Australia as well, and that could provide some additional support. New crop corn down 3.25 to 475.5. New crop beans down 1.5 to 11.95.25.
Farming is one of the most demanding professions in the world, and not just physically. Financial challenges, weather, markets, isolation, you take on a lot. But what about taking care of you? The Wisconsin Farm Center at DATCP or DATCAP is here to help. They have resources to help you with whatever the next step may be. It's free and confidential. Self-care isn't selfish. It's time to take care of you with the support of the Wisconsin Farm Center.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Breezy and a little warmer today. We'll get to about 76 for a high this afternoon. The wind southeast at 15 to 25. Tonight, some thunderstorms after midnight, 57. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms, 72 by Saturday. We're back up to 78.
Take your summer barbecue to the next level with Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made from Grandpa's original recipe, grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
could see your face. I knew we'd meet again another time, another place. Can't believe it's been so many years. You better grab a chair and a couple of beers. Looking good in your three-piece suit. You know I always knew you'd take the business route. You were always the one to follow the light. And you look like you're doing all right, yeah. Been singing for my rent and singing for my supper. I'm above the below and below the upper. I'm stuck in the middle where money gets tight. But I guess I'm doing all right. It's a beautiful day, not a cloud in sight, so I guess I'm doing alright. Oh, 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 I'm alright. I got a good old friend here with me tonight, and I guess I'm doing alright. Well, we had a lot of dreams when we were younger. They thought we were crazy, but we had the hunger. We kept a lot of friends, skipped a lot of class, been on top of the world and knocked on our. We lost touch, we lost in love, we lost our minds when things got tough. But beating time is a losing fight, and I guess I'm doing alright. Oh, I'm alright. It's a beautiful day, not a cloud in sight, so I guess I'm doing alright. Well, I hate to see this evening, and God only knows when I'll see you again. Just send a fax or send me a letter or give me a call, that would even be better. Give the kids a kiss for me and say hello to the family and tell them all my future's looking bright. Well, I miss them, but I'm doing all right. I said I miss them, but I'm doing all right. I guess I'm doing all right.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Jody Messina, and I'm all right, 9:48. And Buffalo County Sheriff Michael Osmond joining us one final time as we talk about these new license plate cameras. He had done a presentation with the Mondovi City Council, talking all about potentially having these cameras put into Mondovi as well. So, Sheriff Osmond, we have some in Buffalo County. What, three or four, is it? And you don't have to, and obviously the locations, it's just throughout the county, but it's like three or four?
Currently we have six.
Oh, wow.
We're in the permitting process for an additional two. And then we have approval to do another three. We've joined up with four towns, villages, and cities. So the county is in contract with four. And then the village, towns, and cities have joined on with us to try to create a network across the county. That's the goal, is to have them scattered throughout Buffalo County to link up with other bordering counties, so we can have a network of these cameras to try to again both proactive and reactive, crime detection. And again, these are for criminal cases, not traffic. So I want to be very adamant about that.
And that was the other concern that folks in the city council had, was like, oh, okay, so we have these cameras. While Officer Brian, sees Mike go, oh, he pulled up over to an area establishment. Okay, well, I got his license plate number. I'm going to kind of wait to see when he leaves. That's not how... I can't do this. I can't do that, right? Where I'm like, okay, I'm gonna put his license, and I'm gonna have an alert, and so when he leaves and he goes by, now I know he's driving. I can go get him.
Right. That that's a traffic enforcement thing, right? You know, we could utilize it though for drug trafficking. And part of these was purchased through a drug trafficking grant. That somebody that's trafficking drugs, we could put an alert on their car, and say, hey, you know, when that vehicle is traveling from wherever, that maybe this is a time to make contact with them. So that is an option. But again, that's a criminal case. There's a criminal case number on that, and again, subject to open records on our audit trail. But it's not used for the traffic enforcement, and that's what you're referring to. And as I explained to the city council, when they asked that question, I said, well, there's nothing to say that I can't run Brian's license plates if he's at the tavern and know that Brian lives in Durand and he's at a tavern in Mondovi. Well, it's likely he's going to be driving from Durand to Mondovi. We don't do that. I've been in law enforcement now for 20 years, and I don't recall that ever being part of anybody's playbook. That's just not what we do. And so this is different, like you said. So, yeah, we do have, again, 6 established cameras, 2 on the way, 3 in, 3 in additional contracts. And, you know, I've been meeting with, when I was elected sheriff, I told all the towns in Buffalo County that I would make a darn good attempt to go to their meetings, once a year. And so this year I've been trying to try to get different towns or villages or cities to sponsor a camera or two to go along with the network. And so far I've been able to form some good relationships with those towns, cities, and villages to do that. And that's my goal, is to continue to expand that. In the last 30 days, we've had 447,581 plate reads. Wow. Off of those cameras. The Winona Bridge alone had 179,770 cars in the last 30 days come over it. So there's a lot of cars moving through Buffalo County, and we also measure that by our data from bookings. And I think it's right around 60 or 70% of the people the folks that come through our jail through the doors are non-resident to Buffalo County. And so how are they getting from other counties? They're getting in cars. And so and we know that the vehicles are used to commit crimes every day around the country. So
and now do you know how many searches you've done so far?
I don't know that. Good question. I don't know the answer to that right now.
And because I'd say really, again, you might have had 400 or 1,000 plate reads, but if nothing's going on,
right,
you're not doing real. You're not,
correct.
You're not doing anything. It's just,
yeah, right. Now, you know, there was a case that I was assisting our patrol with over the weekend, and I can tell you that I probably did 7 or 8 searches myself, trying to narrow things down. Look at the, you know, was there, you know, a blue pickup truck was maybe mentioned. Maybe, you know, we saw it suspicious in the area. All right, well, let's review the blue trip pickup trucks that were in that area, you know. But like I said, as far as number of searches, I don't know that offhand.
All right. Well, again, Sheriff, if anybody has any questions, can they reach out? I'm because I'm sure that there's residents, Buffalo County residents, you know, that are like, you know, Brian didn't ask this or that. I mean, can they reach out to you?
Yeah, no. You can call the sheriff's office.
The non-emergency number, by
yep,
the way.
Yep, 608-685-4433.
I with my daughter being a 911 operator in Monroe County, I've kind of figured that out. Non-emergency, please.
Yes.
Just the regular phone number.
Yep. I'm happy to share information. I've had county board members. I've had town board, city council members, village board members come to the office. I've brought my computer to them. We've showed the system. This is not something that we're trying to hide from the public. This is, and again, it's in 4,000 other communities across the country. So we're not, this isn't cutting edge. We're not doing something that, you know, nobody knows about. You can certainly do a Google search of Flock safety cameras. And get a lot of information off that as well. But again, always available I will return your call. I've had people yelling and screaming on the voicemail, but I call them back, and everybody should have an opportunity to speak with me about whatever their opinions or comments are. I'm always available.
I will throw this out there. Let's be polite, though. There's no reason to yell. I know opinions run strong, but there's no reason to yell. My dad would have been the yeller, and then afterwards he'd feel really bad because, like, wow, you know, I really shouldn't have. So, you know, feel free to talk with the Sheriff Osman as well. Again, thank you for coming in as well. Thank you for chatting about this.
Appreciate the invite, and thank you for all the support to all the village cities and towns that we've had so far.
That is Buffalo County Sheriff Mike Osman. It's 9:56. ABC News on the way.
Medicare loses $60 billion annually to fraud. June 3rd through the 9th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent Medicare fraud, errors, and abuse. Learn how to protect yourself and your loved ones by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Ice cream is back at O'Galley Cheese. Chocolate Shop Super Premium Ice Cream has a 14% butterfat content, which gives it a richer taste. Get yours in a dish or a cake cone, available as a single or double scoop. Want to take some home? Pint sizes are also available. O'Galley Cheese, located north of Durand on Highway 25, opens 7 days a week for your ice cream enjoyment.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. For decades, it's been a family secret. And if you weren't a blood relative, well, you never got a taste. Until now. Barbecue season is here. Get the rich, original Grandpa's Barbecue. It's a classic. Reliable. Just like Grandpa. Apparently, some family secrets are meant to be shared. Buy yours online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Nissan knows it's not about where you go. The real fun comes from getting there. From muddy jungles to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder lets you chase bigger, better, and more exciting adventures. And with a towing capacity of up to 6,000 pounds, you can bring the fun with you. Find your path with the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder. Head to NissanUSA.com for more details. Towing capacity varies by configuration. See Nissan Towing Guide and Owner's Manual for additional information. Always secure cargo.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding